When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't think I've seen you guys in like these nicer dresses. You guys look great.
Thank you.
We didn't even plan.
We did not plan our dresses. I'll tell you that. It's Easter Sunday, sweetie. It's giving communion. I love this because I thought it was mangoes, and it turns out it's birds and mangoes.
Whoa.
And those are two of my favorite things, actually.
Birds and mangoes?
You see them?
Who makes this? Farm Rio?
I actually think it is Farm Rio. Yeah.
One thing mommy knows is her brands.
Yeah. And I'm into this dress. I might buy this one.
You should keep that one.
Yeah, this one's...
Oh, so this is Rent the Runway. Or is that... That's what it's called?
Well, we have two different... We have competing...
Oh, that's smart, though.
We have competing...
Sponsor us. Who's going to offer us more money? I'll go to Nuuly.
Oh, I'll go to Rent the Runway. Hit us up. Who do you want? But yeah, we both wear... Because we do so many podcasts, it only makes sense to... Like, we were buying clothes for years, and it didn't make sense because we would wear them a couple times, and then by the third time on the podcast, people would be like, don't you have new clothes?
Yeah, like people really come at you.
Oh, like, they're wearing designer at home.
Every other day, right? Like, right. Something new every day.
Like, you're not wearing the same sweatpant jeans every day.
We like to do that, too.
Yeah, I like to wear my same old cum stain things, too. Just like the next guy. But, yeah, so... Yeah, we rent...
This is vintage.
From Rent?
No, it's vintage. I found it. Like, it's probably some dead woman's Easter Sunday dress.
Oh, no. It looks good on your boobs.
I saged it.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't want the energy of the dead on my Easter outfit.
That's true.
Are you crazy?
That is a good thing to avoid. I can't get this open, my nails.
Don't you think that nails
hold on, I'm sending someone in there. Don't.
McKenna, come through. Oh, everyone calm down. Calm down.
Thank you, McKenna.
We can cut around.
They go crazy. I mean, they love it. Whatever gets us the click, sweetie.
Yeah.
We have to whore out more McKennies.
McKenna, my nails. No,
McKenna, I think you need to clean something up on the floor. We turn into misogynistic pigs, like worse than the male comedians.
Welcome to This Bitch. With Sarah Weinschenk and Kim Congdon.
What's up, everybody?
We're live from the Hive at the Comedy Store Studios.
Another episode of This Bitch Podcast. I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Weinschenk.
And it's another week, sister.
It's another week. Yesterday was a very important day.
It was.
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo. Did you do anything important to celebrate?
No. I don't know. I feel like anything I say is going to be like, yeah, like Cinco de Mayo. I remember I went to the school with a bunch of white kids and they would wear sombreros.
Oh,
and they'd
yeah.
be like, it's Cinco de Drinko, baby.
I'm going to send Xavier a picture of me in college with a sombrero and mustache taking shots. Yeah, at the swamp for Cinco de Mayo.
It's like any excuse.
We used to be able to have fun before everybody started saying that everything was cultural appropriation. I don't think I've ever met one Mexican that cares. I'll tell you that much about Cinco de Mayo.
I don't think that we care.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a live Mexican.
Dave, have you ever met any of your family that gets upset about Cinco de Mayo?
No. All of them love it. I feel like it's more like of the Mexican thing to be like, oh, like we want to include everybody.
Okay. Yeah. Mexicans are fucking fun, dude. So wear your sombreros. Fucking party on.
Yes, it was yesterday, but it's always Cinco de Mayo in our hearts.
It can always be Cinco de Mayo if you find the right food spot.
Yeah.
Sweetie.
If you find the right margarita.
The right margarita?
Take you straight to Mexico. I'm going to get canceled for saying Mexico.
I just don't know if the right margarita is going to take you straight to Mexico.
Why? You just need a little imagination and a strong Rita, and you're there, baby.
Oh, fuck, dude. Okay, so you've brought us...
Some mustaches.
Okay, some mustaches. We're celebrating Cinco Seis de Mayo.
Seis de Mayo.
We didn't really think about this. We thought that we'd be celebrating Cinco de Mayo. And
we're one day off.
I know. This year, our calendar, we keep going like right after the holidays.
Fuck, dude.
Next year's our year, baby. Okay, but that being said.
Next year's our year. That's our year. Trust me, in 1 year, this podcast is going to really go somewhere.
2025.
Oh, 2025.
The year of this bitch.
The year of TV.
Okay, so there's kind of an issue.
Oh, your nails are cute.
Thank you. We got our nails done next to each other.
We did.
We kind of talked, but kind of not.
Well, it was kind of rude. We were kind of just talking across the salon to each other our friends, too.
I go,
we're like, did you see his new pants?
I was like, I did. What do you think? Like, yeah, can you make that a little shorter over there?
Listen, the nail ladies this week, they were a little fucking snappy.
They were?
Yeah, they were not as patient as they usually are.
Sometimes you get an impatient nail lady and it gives you anxiety.
It does give you anxiety because I like their opinions. I also think they do really good nails there. So sometimes I'm like, what do you think of this color with this shape? And they're like, whatever you want. I hate when they say that. I'm like, bitch. Give me what the hot girls are getting.
Yeah.
That's what I
want
to say.
I want feedback. If I'm asking you, I want feedback.
You see who's getting what nails. The finest girls, what are those nails?
But let me tell you this. Sometimes the feedback distorts the reality. Because I went to Nordstrom. I said, I need some shoes for the pool. I look at these sequin slides that were like this high, right?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, these are amazing. And then the lady who works there goes, oh, those are amazing. And then I buy them. They're the most uncomfortable shoes I've ever worn. I had to return them.
No.
It's at Nordstrom.
I like those first ones.
Yeah,
actually.
Those first ones are cool, but I can't think of who makes them. But go to Nordstrom sequin slides. It was a nightmare. The whole thing was rhinestones. I had to return them. I look like a stripper at the pool in Palm Springs.
I bet you did. And I bet, you know, Sarah has a thing for wearing clothes that are like really cute, but so uncomfortable that she starts like
walking weird.
Yeah. You're like, you'll come in sometimes. Those white boots you have, the moon boots.
Yeah.
When you wear those, you look insane. No matter what outfit you're wearing, she's like this. She does probably look like one of these dogs.
That's
you in the moon boots. But the outfit is fire.
The outfit was fire, but you know what? It was also like a desperate.
That's you in the moon boots.
That was me in Palm Springs by the pool. I literally couldn't go anywhere. And they look kind of strippery.
Yeah.
Remember, I return them.
Sometimes, because you know you go very colorful, so I think sometimes it gets a little mixed up. And then remember when on Father's Day you brought your dad a float, but it was like a glitter dragon. And your dad was like, this looks like the Grindr logo.
Your
sister brought like baked goods that she made from home.
You
bought this like Grindr floaty that you were probably like in a thong bathing suit on.
Oh,
like
happy
in.
Father's Day.
Happy Papa's Day.
He didn't get on the RAF ones.
You were taking selfies on it, I'm sure.
Yeah, it had like sequins on it. It was crazy.
That's so funny. Happy Papa's Day, Steve. All right, so you got us some mustaches for the Seis de Mayo.
Yeah, I did, and they say that they're stick-on. And
why so many?
It was included. I thought it was one set. It came with four sets. You know why? Because you can barely get them off the paper, so you need that many chances to get one mustache.
Oh, is that what it is? They're like, good luck if you could get one of these.
Yeah.
Let's see. You know, I just got to tell you, I've been working on lasering off my mustache, so it's kind of off to... Oh, I see what's happening here. Oh, no.
It's like glued on to the thing.
Why would anyone do this?
Right?
Oh, this is bad. This is bad. So, is there directions?
There's no directions. Well, this is Jeff Bezos' fault.
Made in China. Classic. Let me tell you.
We can get you guys some tape right now.
This is the one thing
I've
learned.
Tape on a mustache is going to look like shit.
The Chinese?
This looks like a little worm.
You know when they're putting out all those videos of their kids excelling and all the kids jump roping at the same time? That's propaganda. Everything they make is shit. Everything they make is fucking shit.
I mean... Listen.
Look at this. I don't know what they're doing over there.
Chinese jump rope.
No, this is not the video. Go back, go back, go back.
It's like the kids with the balls. They're bouncing the balls in between their legs.
Yeah. Put in Chinese kindergarten TikTok.
Chinese kindergarten TikTok.
I guarantee you it comes right up. Hold on.
I can't stop watching Chinese kids.
Click the guy that can't stop watching Chinese kids. I think it's that one. He might be in a way with his dumb fucking head. Oh, no, not the puzzle. Let's fast forward a little.
They occupy 90. This isn't like.
No, go back, go back, go back.
Wait, they're cooking at school?
Oh, honey. Look, this is them doing basketball.
And they say, time to work on your handles. Look at this.
Look at that. But they're not all like this. These are the elites.
This is the 1%.
This is the 1%. And they show out, dude. And they fucking show out.
It's actually a bit much.
I'm going to raise my kid like a Chinese kindergartner.
A tiger mom?
Yeah, I'm going to be a tiger mom with a Chinese kindergartner baby. Okay, so you just have to rip it with this. These mustaches suck, dude.
And they look a little
You know what would make them...
It's giving that dictator.
It's giving a little Hitler youth, yeah.
It's giving a little too much Hitler over here.
It's not too bad. You're giving,
It's not even staying on.
Hold on. Let me try and get mine on. Hold on.
It's tickle. Salvador Dali. Charlie Chaplin.
No, it's still long enough.
Let me tell you about my surrealism.
Hold on.
Oh, should I do it up like that?
Happy Cinco de Seis de Mayo.
Oh, yours is thick. Nice thick stash.
Thanks, sister. You want to ride on it? I've always wanted to say that. I've never had a thick enough mustache. I've gotten close.
No one's riding this one. I'll tell you that much.
No, that looks like you took someone's pubes with you. So this is fun. Okay, what is the Cinco de Mayo for? What is it? Do you know?
Mexican Independence Day, right?
Oh, so what's Mexican Independence Day is when we're allowed Mexicans in? Because I heard that that's still not allowed.
I don't really know.
I heard that that's still a little bit of troublesome in the United States. I don't know why I got more country when I was supposed to get Mexican.
Yeah. Can you get Mexican?
I can try.
I can try it too.
Okay, Cinco de Mayo, holiday celebrated in parts of Mexico and the United States in honor of military victory in 1862 over the French forces of Napoleon III. Had no clue. Did you?
I knew it was something about independence.
Now white girls are just getting fucked in bars, bathrooms, with a marg in
with
their
a
hand.
Corona.
With a corona and a marg.
You have something on your nose. I think it's either part of a mustache or a fly.
Well, that's not good. Wait, you have something on your cheek, and it does look like a little fly, too.
It's the mustache.
It has to be the mustache. It's giving fly.
The mustache. Here's
you have a little fly on your cheek. Can we zoom in on both of our flies? Let's see if we could get our fly on this. Hold on. Your cheek, it's on your left cheek. Let's see if we could get that fly. Zoom in on Sarah's. It does look like a little gnat. A gnat. Does mine look like a gnat?
Yeah, it does. Did you see mine?
Yeah.
I can't see it. That's the fun part. Can you see yours?
This mustache is fucked, dude. I think I'm inhaling it.
Snorting it?
Yeah. I'm scared to drink my Red Bull.
Not me.
Did your guys' dads have mustaches when you were growing up?
My dad, no, he had a beard at one point. Not just a mustache, ever.
Yeah, my dad always had like a handlebar-ish mustache.
Like that?
A little less redneck than this. But he always had a little facial hair. Not too much, not too little.
Yeah, my dad had a red beard at one point.
But I remember I used to do this thing with my dad's beard when I was little, where he used to take my hand and he'd go, itchy.
No.
Itchy. No. And then he'd go the opposite way and he'd go, scratchy.
No.
And we called it itchy, itchy, scratchy.
Itchy,
scratchy.
No, that's so crazy.
Yeah, and I would hate the scratchy part because it would kind of hurt.
Look, the scratchy part does hurt. If you make out with a guy that
now
has...
I have a boyfriend and it hurts.
Yeah.
Does your boyfriend's facial hair hurt you?
Sometimes. But then I'm also like, I am also like, if I'm in a weird mood, like it would be jarring if all of a sudden he came in fully shaven.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? No, like when you see their full face and you're just not ready for it. Gentlemen, you're like, you've been doing this facial hair thing since I've met you. So.
Gentlemen, you can't fully facial hair shave in front of a woman and expect things to go great.
You need a warning.
Put it in an app. Show her what you're going to be. Oh, my God. I did the creepiest thing last night.
What'd you do?
Well, it was already creepy that I was doing it. I was with my sister and we were being insane on the couch. Like just... being like insane Puerto Rican. She was talking about her boyfriend. We were looking through his following, seeing
we were being investigators.
Yeah, together. Reporters. It was our bonding Puerto Rican time. And then at one point, we totally switched from being investigative, being like, see, men like these whores, you know? They all like these big-lipped whores. They say they want a natural bitch, but suddenly you look at the likes, it ain't no natural bitch ever.
No.
No, that's what they want. They want you to be natural so nobody looks at your ass. That's what they want.
I think you're right.
I think I'm right, too.
You just cracked it.
I think that's what it is. I think they go, no, sweetie, you don't do that. And then they just
you're beautiful just the way
you are.
You're beautiful
just the way you are. Then why are you liking some fucking big lip Botox bitch's picture? They think it's natural, too, these idiots.
They do think it's natural.
These idiots. This was the rant me and my sister were doing last night. We were like, oh, my God. Yeah, 20 of the most liked posts on Instagram. Let's see.
Okay. You think they're looking at her face or looking at her tits?
I mean, her tits look great there. And she does look natural there, pretty natural.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Selena Gomez for the...
But even her, Selena Gomez has to have some work.
Go up. Let's investigate. It looks like a little filler.
Definitely in the lips. Definitely some filler in the lips.
Definitely a little Botox on the forehead.
Botox on the forehead. Not one wrinkle in her forehead, please.
Botox in the crow's feet. Botox here.
Yeah, she's got a little bit done, but this is a pretty decent one. I can't believe that's one of the most liked. It's very pretty. Okay, Messi, Zendaya, and Tom Holland. This is pretty natural, actually.
We were looking for big, fake.
I feel like this is like a curated list. Like, I don't know.
This is all soccer. This is a soccer dude and his pregnant girlfriend. XXX Tenacion.
XXX.
You have to say it with a French accent. XXX Tonation. So much soccer, dude.
Wow. Dude, I don't like this, and Messi I don't trust has it.
Okay, it's a lot of this guy Messi. An egg is the number two.
What are we doing?
And number one is Messi
again. Is this the end of society?
Yeah, it is. It's the end of the world.
An egg? Selena Gomez?
Yeah. But anyway, so we're going on this thing, and then we switch over. This is the creepy thing I did. And then she's like, oh, my God, because she's been with her boyfriend for a long time. And she's like, he put in an AI app what our babies would look like together and sent it to me. And I was like, what app is that? So then I'm trying to see if me and my boyfriend would have cute babies because it legit looked like my sister and her boyfriend's babies. Like, it looked like real. I was like, this could be what your babies look like.
Yeah.
This was the most realistic one I've ever seen. So then I tried. And so I put in the generator. I do my boyfriend's picture first. And I guess I didn't realize. And this is when he was sleeping. He has no idea I've done it.
You took a picture of him when he was sleeping?
No. I had a picture of him already.
She had one in the photo library.
I had already taken a picture of him napping another time. And I went to go put it in my app to see. And for some reason, I clicked the wrong segment. And I clicked like a single person. So now the app that I've subscribed a free trial a week for won't let me add another picture. You only get one chance with the free trial. So every AI is just him. So now I have this app in my phone.
No.
With like him from baby to death, like growing. And then him as a woman. And then him as a child. And him as an adult. And then him as a mother breastfeeding. And him as the father. It like took him as this AI and created this whole family and life.
No.
And I can't get it off my phone. And literally he came over and I put my phone down real quick and he was like, what are you doing? I was like, nothing. And it felt like I was cheating, but I was just being crazy on AI.
I want to see.
Send the link. Should we do me and you? Can you do AI generator and see if me and Shank had babies, what they'd look like?
That's funny. Are you scared?
No.
My mama and mommy making a baby.
Baby. A baba and boo-boo.
This is a little... Yeah, this is not...
You need to use your tape, dude.
This is not what I had in mind when I thought mustache was working.
Do we need more tape, guys?
No, hold on.
Mine's just a different shape than yours.
Give me your stash.
Mine's just a different shape.
Here, you want me to get you a good one? A good thickie? Want me to get you...
I kind of like this one. It made me look like Dolly.
Sure it does.
McKenna said I look like Salvador Dali. See?
Yes, you look just like that.
Good. Look. With the mustache, look. Look.
Here. I'm looking.
That face is exact.
Is that sticking better? You gotta stick it on your lip, not like down. Yeah, like that.
Amazon, this is all Jeff Bezos' fault. He ruined my Seis de Mayo.
This is why Mackenzie Bezos is giving so much to charity. You put out shit.
Yeah.
You put out shit, Amazon, and now you've made it hard to return stuff.
How am I going to return these?
Oh, we're sticking it back on.
Oh, I'm getting my money back.
Oh, we're getting our money
back.
The
rest of the episode's going to be me calling Amazon.
This ain't coming out the business account. Okay, AI baby generator.
Just give me one second. I got photos of you guys. I'm gonna do this right now.
Okay. Not I was creating a baby on the Seis de Mayo.
What if it's like
when did you and mommy conceive the Seis de Mayo?
What if our baby's just stunning?
Well, we gotta have a name together. It's called Scrim.
Scrim?
Scrim Wine Kong.
I don't
or Kara. Kong Shank.
I like, hold on.
I did that faster than I thought I could. I think, you know how.
What was the first one?
Scrim.
Scrim's a strong name.
Scrim.
Scrim. Scrim Windong.
Scrim's the CEO.
Scrim Windong.
Yeah.
Scrim Windong is if we have a boy. His name is Scrim. You can't name a girl Scrim.
Scrim, scrim, motherfucker. It sounds like it should be in a rap song. Or scrim! Scrim!
Cerberly.
She sounds like...
Sara Lee.
Sara Lee is an out. It's a baked goods brand.
I like that Scrim is in, but Sara Lee is out.
Scrim is powerful. Scrim, you're not going to fuck with Scrim.
That's actually true.
You're not going to fuck with Scrim Windong.
That's true. Scrim Windong is going to scam me from the money and charge me to give it back to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scrim Windong knows what's happening. You better watch out about Scrim.
There's
Scrim,
only...
One thing about Scrim, Sarah, he's a sly guy.
One thing about Scrim...
I look over and Xavier's putting his credit card information into the fucking... Oh, and this $9 coming out of our baby AI generator. Put it on this bitch. Generate our baby.
Okay, show us our baby.
We're getting, what, at least $3 back from Amazon. This is only a $6 baby when you do the math.
Yeah, no.
And that's Scrim Wongdong. Wongdong math.
Dude, we need to see Scrimmy.
What about...
Our baby Scrims.
Kara.
No.
Kara Kongshank.
Kara's been done.
Kara Kank.
Kara's been done.
Kara Kank. I don't like it. It sounds close to skank.
Kimba.
Scrim. It's Scrim, bitch.
Kimba.
This is our daughter, Scrim.
Kimba.
That doesn't have me in it.
Sarah. Kimba.
No, you said Kimba, like timber.
Kimba. Kimba. Wine Sarah
Lee. Oh, I see how you did the Kimba
Sarah Lee now. Wine Shong.
I don't like it. Kimba.
All right, if you don't want to have a kid together, just say that. A tear rolls down my cheek.
I do. I want to make Scrimmy.
A tear rolls down my cheek and leaves a fly on my mustache.
Oh, my God. Order baby photos.
Oh, my God.
How far do you want to take it? You start putting our baby photos in a frame behind on our show.
That's so funny. Oh, my God. Now, this is like we are giving up. You think TikTok takes your data. You should see what this AI baby thing's doing to Xavier. He's pricking his finger right now.
I know.
And sending blood in so we can sign up for this baby.
What if we generate this baby and then we see it in ads?
I saw you in an ad the other day. I took a screenshot.
What?
For a clothing brand.
What? Was it really me?
Yeah.
You're lying.
I swear.
Where's the screenshot?
You wear their clothes, their shoes.
Oh, well, did they...
I saw you on their website.
Who?
Can I say it?
Yeah.
MCML.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, they give me shoes. Not you amping me up about a lawsuit.
Not the quiet. Not the quietness. Not the quietness with the stash after you realize you don't have a lawsuit anymore.
Well, anyways, let's go see Scrim.
When Scrim loses out on her, I think we're becoming our child. This is our child. I don't think we need AI. I think we're looking at it right now. I think we're looking at the twins.
What if we had twins?
Wait.
Make a baby.
Yes.
You guys have a bun in the oven.
No, we have. We're pregnant.
Yes, we are.
We're pregnant.
If you want to donate to the Scrim Fund. Okay, subscribe to our Patreons.
Where we're putting our Tate and ass up to feed baby Scrim. How else would I feed baby Scrim?
Baby Scrim.
Oh,
whoa.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Can we have a baby now? How long does it take?
9 months, bitch. We're having fertility problems.
Oh, God. Not the old egg. Oh, not speaking of egg, while we're waiting for our AI to drop, McKenna told us something about Mexican culture.
Okay.
That they do this thing where they could test your energy based off...
You know, I get horny for an energy
test. I don't know what it is, McKenna. What was it again? Can you say it in the mic?
An egg to heal you. I should look it up. I truly know nothing about it.
Will you look it up for a second?
Yeah.
And maybe read it to us. Huevo limpia, which means clean egg.
Okay.
Or balls, I think.
Or egg cleanse.
Isn't that balls too? Huevos? Yes. Huevos?
Wait, isn't huevos eggs?
And balls.
Whoa, so it could be Balls Rancheros? Can I get the Balls Ranchero?
Yeehaw! Happy Say Say Mace!
Say Say Mace.
Say Say Mace, it hits.
Say Say Mace, it flows. Rebrand.
If your energy has been feeling off lately, if you've been experiencing some bad luck, it might be a good time to consider doing an egg limpia, also known as a limpia con huevo. Egg cleansing is an ancient indigenous ritual that uses a raw egg to cleanse your aura from any negative energy you might unknowingly be holding on to.
I'm holding on. I know about it, too. Oh, my mustache about to fall off.
Egg limpias are often practiced in Latin American countries like Mexico, Peru, Ecuador, and through similar practices can also be found in places like Italy, Greece, Scotland, and the Philippines.
They're doing this in Scotland.
What is that?
Where?
Curandras and healers. Healers have used egg limpias for centuries to cure illness, release negative energy. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
We got to release your negative energy. We can't bring Scrim into the world with this negative energy.
You're right. We can't bring Scrim into this world.
No.
We can't bring Scrim into the world where the number one thing is a messy.
No.
All right, let's do this ad real quick.
We're buttery. We're wet. No, we're the type of girls want to pet. We're Mochi Melt girls. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do you think I got pregnant from Mochi Melt? That's right. If you're trying to fuck in a wet way, then this is what you need. Mochi Melt. Whether you're into watermelon or strawberry or honeydew, there's a flavor for you.
Yeah.
It's the Louboutin. It's the Louis Vuitton of lube.
Suck deep.
I don't think we can use this ad.
We can bleep that part. We can bleep that part.
No, she said something that's beepy. And
we're buttery, we're wet. When it comes to fucking, there's only one brand we trust, and that's Mochi Melt.
Why did she start it with "We're buttery"? I know it's the theme song, but she really, one thing about Sarah, she'll find a punchline of a theme song, and she'll hang out to the buttery, we're wet.
MochiMelt.com, discount code TB15. You know what it is. If you're trying to in a smooth way, get Mochi Melt.
Yo.
It makes a great gift.
We're buttery. We're wet.
We're the kind of girls you want to pet.
We're mochi girls.
Yeah, yeah. MochiMelt.com.
Are you guys cheerleaders?
No, we made that up. It's a good cheer.
It is a good cheer. It's
we're
like,
buttery. Do you want to taste wet. Our lube?
May I say, my sister was a cheerleader and to a high level of like collegiate level where she like made up stuff. No. Can I say?
One at a time. One at a time. This is a podcast.
Let me finish.
We're still podcasting, so we have to talk one at a time or it doesn't work.
I promise you it's going to be a good beneficial thing for your lube.
Well, let me know when you're ready for the lube in your hand.
In my hand, I do that at nighttime. It's good for that as well, is all I'm saying.
Buy Mochi Melt.
Eat our lube.
MochiMelt.com, TB15.
You guys gave me a bottle.
It's actually good.
Just try a little sample.
I don't want it right now.
I'll do it.
It's dessert after.
Oh, you're going to eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have eaten it.
Yeah, what do you think? We're going to f*** each other right now?
We're already pregnant.
I don't
crazy?
Want it right now. What did you think we were offering our
No, that's the point. What are we going to go like, cool, and then nothing?
Just try it. The honeydew is my favorite. What do you think?
Cool.
All right. Gmail.com. Get more code TV15.
Get it. Get it. Right. If you want us to keep doing this, get it. Do you want this or do you want the same six podcasts you see every day? Get the emoji belt.
I'm crying, dude.
Let's see the process for this. Let's see.
Oh, I feel like we needed the candles.
Oh!
What?
Oh my God, does she have it? Wow.
Did you plan on that?
No.
Why the fuck do you just have a candle in your bag?
I felt like I needed it today and I literally put it in my bag before we left.
Are you lying?
I swear to God. This was in my bathroom. This was in my bathroom and I grabbed it before we left and I said, I feel like I need this. That is weird. I didn't look it up. I didn't look it up. I swear. On my nephew's life.
I swear on Scrim.
I swear on Scrim.
Okay, I believe you.
For Scrim, who's in the womb baking right now.
Yeah.
Our little bun in the oven. I swear on him. Scrim. I swear on him, Scrim.
Better?
Oh, girl. Now that's
solid.
Dolly.
No, oh, no.
That's Servador Dolly.
I look like Dolly when I do that?
Oh, my God. It's Servador Dolly.
It's me. It's me. Let's talk about surrealism.
Oh, hell yeah.
Either?
Do you guys want it light?
We want it medium.
No, we get to dark or Asian.
I think we should start medium.
I think we start medium. That's a good, that's a fair. Xavier, you're going to have to unsubscribe to all of these.
I know. I'm going to be making baby pictures as a side
of us.
Not him at home using us like Sims, making us make babies together. Are you going to be jerking off to me and Sarah making, you're going to be making God. Different virtual babies? 10 to 20 seconds, Grim is here. We got to do an egg cleanse. Pause it.
Okay.
Put it down. Put it down.
Oh!
Yeah, pull up the egg. Pull up the egg. We need, okay, so.
I have
my change of earrings here. Okay, so how to prepare. Gather your ritual items, you know, one egg, one clear glass, either Florida water or water with salt. Okay, well, any water I use is Florida water.
What the fuck is Florida water?
Good Gators. Put water in this.
Yeah, for sure.
I might just go tape.
Just rock the tape.
Just go tape, dude, at this point. There you go. If using water with salt, make sure the water is cold and not warm. You can use any egg. Organic,
do
large,
we need
brown.
Salt water?
Pray over your egg. Here. This is yours and this is mine.
Oh, I'm praying.
Just pray over your egg. Send intention for you want what you want the egg to remove for you and what you seek spiritual guidance on. Hold the egg in both hands in front of your heart. This is some mentally ill.
I'm so
as you
into
set your
this.
Intention, you can say it out loud with your head, eyes, or closed. Give gratitude to the egg for its assistance and process. So you go first.
Thank you, little egg.
And what do you want to get rid of?
Anxiety.
Okay.
And negative energy.
Okay.
And worry.
Okay.
Which is much like anxiety.
You're not having anxiety, but not having enough words. okay, that's good. Okay.
Are you talking to God? Are you talking to the egg?
You're
talking to the universe?
I'm going to talk to the egg, to God through the egg. Dear egg, please rid me of wrinkles. Bring the collagen back. I could use more of that. It's got to 25 and no one told me I would have prepared. Now here I am, four wrinkles in my forehead and wondering if I need Botox. Rid me of these thoughts. Just give me a wrinkle-free forehead for free. But save me a couple thousand bucks. I could put that towards some new equipment for my future.
Equipment for your future.
Excuse me, I'm doing
sorry.
My prayer.
I'm sorry, like a stroller for Scrim? Is that part of the equipment?
I might need a stroller for Scrim. Also, rid me of anxiety, stress, and make me a millionaire.
Make me a millionaire too, Eggie.
This year. No, I'm not a millionaire yet.
2024.
Make me a millionaire this year.
2024.
Okay, so, give gratitude the egg for its assistant. Thank you so much. This really is nice. You're unfertilized and you're just sitting there all cold. My lip's been on this.
I'm a big fan of this egg. I'm going to kiss it.
This came right out of a chicken's pussy.
Why do you have to say that? It doesn't feel like something that...
Smell it. Does it smell like chicken pussy?
It doesn't
feel
like something... No. If this is what chicken pussy smells like...
I'm eating. And I do. We've all eaten out of chicken if you've eaten a rotisserie. All right. Next, you'll need to cleanse the egg. Don't crack it, but wash it gently with Florida water or water with salt. Don't overdo it just until you feel it's been cleansed. Maybe we could get a little water on this paper towel.
Okay.
With a little salt on it, if there is salt over there.
I got a new one.
What?
New mustache.
Oh, every time I look up, your mustache is different. It's a different shape. There's more tape on your face. It's very fun. You're changing
who you are.
It's
very Jeff Bezos.
Okay, so
Jeff Bezos' fault.
It is. We blame Jeff Bezos for this entire episode, to be honest. Next, you'll need to do an egg cleanse. Don't crack it. Wash it gently. Okay, don't overdo it. Just enough until you feel it's been cleansed. Think of it like a baptism.
I can't wait to baptize this egg.
Oh, this egg's getting fucking baptized. Sorry to cuss at you. Fill your cup with water. Make sure it's room temperature. Fill it. Make sure the cup is clear so you can read results. Funky prints or patterns will obscure your vision. Set the water cup aside. Oh, beautiful.
Can I put some margarita salt in here?
Nice.
So maybe we can get you guys some margaritas.
Okay.
Oh, margaritas. Do you want to wash your egg?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this feels intimate. I've never cleaned an egg before.
Well, it's a good thing we are because it came straight out of a chicken's puss.
Okay, so you have to intuitively do it. All right.
I do everything intuitively.
Yeah. How do you know when your egg's clean enough, you know? I feel like it's getting there,
you have a woman's intuition.
Intuition.
You got a woman's intuition.
You know how long you wash it? You listen to your intuition. Not the intuition.
My intuition saying is almost done.
No, I think I'm... Oh, I feel it, actually. Okay, next... Okay, our water's room temperature to cold, perfect, about 75% perfect. Make sure the cup is clear, perfect. Light your candle and get your glass ready. I'm actually kind of scared. Can I have a lighter? I'm sorry. Wait, I might actually have one. Hold on.
Do we need to do this twice?
We might. Do we have another jar? I'm sorry. All right, now we have to light this.
Okay.
Light your candle and get your glass ready. Oh, yes.
You let it sit for 5 to 10 minutes.
No.
And then we can see what scrim looks like while we're cleansing.
Oh, gently run the egg from the top of the bottom on and over your body. Don't be aggressive with the movements and don't crack your egg. Start at the top of your head and work all the way down. Hold on. And work all the way down to the soles of your feet. You can do this yourself or have someone do it for you who doesn't have any bad intentions towards the ritual. Do this several times. Recite any prayers or affirmations you need. Call an ancestor and protector guides to help banish the eggs and retrieve dense energies. You can recite your own prayer, anything you prefer.
Okay. Catch me doing this once a week.
All right.
I'm soaping up with the egg basically right now.
Okay, so thank you so much, egg, for getting rid of these bad energies. I'm calling upon my ancestors to rid the bad energy within my body and to not even let bad energy near me. People who have bad energy, they don't even want to walk my way. They don't look at me. They don't exist in my world. They completely disappear.
Am I taking this? Does that count for me too?
If you want it to.
Yeah.
Do you want me to count really ours together? It. Okay.
Yeah, Scrim would want that. Do it for Scrim.
I'm doing it for Scrim. So everybody loves our podcast. We sell hundreds of thousands of dollars in ads. Wow. Me and Sarah?
Abundant.
Suddenly our bodies are creating its own collagen. We're healthy. We feel young. We feel vibrant. Our eggs?
Fertile.
Put some over your eggs. Fertile.
Put the egg
fertile,
over.
Healthy.
Put the egg over your egg.
Smart, easy babies. Oh, my ass will always be fat and fucking juicy, and my man's always gonna want it. Fucking fat, juicy ass. Put some over your fat, juicy ass.
I did.
Fat, juicy ass.
Fat,
forever.
Juicy ass.
Strong, strong thighs. Strong thighs.
Little can... feet. They shrink. little
almost
feet.
Had a titty slip up. Oh, knees. Knees never get weak over here. These can suck on a cock till I'm 90. My shins, it don't even hurt when things hurt my shins.
Nope.
And down
get your ACL muscle while you're down there. Oh, you don't want to tear that bad.
All
but
that's healthy. You know what? Down to my... I got to get my soles on my feet. Get the soles of your feet.
With my
we
shoe
We might
on?
Have to blur this.
Okay.
Luckily... Oh, I almost cracked mine. That would have been... Yeah, I think I'm good.
A little crusty. I was walking around barefoot for a little bit.
You were walking around barefoot at the Comedy Store?
No. Like,
that's how you get a disease.
Not at the Comedy Store.
I don't just walk around barefoot through these halls, sweetie.
I was on my
balcony. Oh, yeah, we probably have some weird energy because we're also at the store.
Garden. Oh, yeah. And rid of energies that are sticking to me, get rid of them. Any unlucky energy I need out. I need all lucky energy in, all unlucky energy out.
And I need
out.
To get rid of a scarcity mindset and step oh, into yeah. abundance.
Oh, God, hell yeah. More abundance. Get the stinkies out of my pits.
I'm doing all the right. pit. Okay.
You can write. Now it's time to crack your egg directly into your cup. Shankers, you have your cup?
Boy, do I.
Your Coors Light cup. Okay, wait, hold on. Place eggshells aside. Do not inside the cup. Allow the egg to sink to the bottom of the glass, which it will naturally do. Very important. Let the egg yolk sit unbothered for at least 5 to 10 minutes. Set a timer. Do not move the cup. Make sure no one touches or interacts with it. Okay. Okay. I'm doing it. I'm cracking it.
It's hard to crack it on.
The Red Bull shank.
Whoa. Whoa. My girl could.
I scam corrected.
One thing about my girl, she could crack an egg.
Mm-hmm. I could crack an egg with my eyes closed. I'm a real woman. Here you go.
Okay, so now let's put it near the candlelight together for 5 minutes. Well, maybe we discuss, now that we've done this, is our baby ready?
You know what? They're taking forever to send it, but like right here, guys, like I'm sorry that Kim and Sarah won't be able to see, but I'm going to put up the photo.
We don't get to see Scrim all day.
Wait, you have Scrim, but we don't?
Well, because they're going to send it to me within 24 hours, it says.
But how do you have it that you could... Oh, I see.
But on the page, what is it?
Oh.
Ah! Scrim.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
A tear rolls down her face. Wait.
Let's do it. Let's make one.
McKenna just made us margaritas. Thank you.
Wow.
Not me and all at our beautiful baby. Scrim.
Good-looking kid.
Wine Kong.
Scrim, is that you? People fear her because her name is so powerful.
She's so cute.
I know.
Are not me in love with our little baby?
I wasn't
baby.
Ready for that. I wasn't ready to fall in love with our child like that.
No, me neither. And you know what they say? You don't. You're not a father until the baby's born. And that's how I feel right now. I feel like I didn't know. Oh, man. Do we get to see another one?
Oh, she's cute, too.
She's so cute. She looks like a little of you and a little of me. Not us getting emotional.
That is beautiful.
Oh, my God. Scrim.
Scrimmy.
Scrimmy. You make us so proud, baby girl. She looks like a Chinese kindergartner.
What's happening?
Can we try a different gender? Let's see our little boy. Oh, our little they-them boy.
This definitely looks like Sarah's kid.
Yeah, he's a little gender fluid. He's definitely got my style.
He's a lot gender fluid.
Eyelashes for days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. What's his name?
Scrim.
Scrum.
Scrum.
No, it doesn't scrum.
Let's see another one. Let's see another one.
Cheers.
Cheers to her new baby.
Cheers. Oops. You got mustache under your eyebrow.
Oh.
Is this our boy, too?
Yeah. Our boys are very gender fluid. I'll tell you that much.
It makes me a little worried.
They're not very masculine. We don't have a very masculine boy, but he's cute.
He's cute. We'll cut his hair off.
Yeah, we'll make him a man like he should be. All right, let's do a different skin tone. Let's try a different skin tone.
I want a black daughter.
Yeah, same. Oh, I want an Asian daughter. Too.
Are we okay?
Let's do a black and an Asian.
We take it too far.
Give me one black baby, one Asian baby.
Let's make a registry for Scream.
What are we, Angelina Jolie? Okay, well, this is like...
She's
giving more me here.
She is giving more you.
Yeah, that looks like just like a little baby too.
It's giving me and you a little, but it's not black.
It's not black. I'm really upset.
I'm really upset.
I feel like maybe you cheated on me. You said that we were going to have a black baby and we didn't. Was there somebody else involved?
I swear I thought it was going to come out darker. I swear it. Let's see Asian. Let's see our Asian
baby. Well, genetics are a funny thing.
We're about to have an Asian baby girl, honey, on the Seis de Mace. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to Asian baby girls on the Seis de Mace.
Seis de Mace. Happy Seis de Mace.
Oh, people don't know what black or Asian is.
Yeah.
Baby maker is racist.
It's just all different types of white.
Yeah, it is all different types of white. She's cute, whatever. All right, I feel like it's been about 5 minutes for our egg, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see.
We have to interpret what they mean because, look, mine looks haunted. Yours looks.
Oh, yours. Whoa.
I had a lot of anxiety I needed to rid.
Sarah's has like strings of yolk coming up.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
How to read your egg cleanse.
Whoa. Hold on.
Strings.
Hold on. Okay. Does mine have bubbles?
Oh, man.
Wait, hold on. Strings. Yolk strings hang from the top of the surface of the water down. They can connect directly back to the yolk and the egg whites or stop midway. These are karmic cords with people that need to be cut.
They also represent things or subjects you're worried about.
Oh, shit, dude. You have too much anxiety. Hold on. Let's see.
It's like a mountain level.
Let's see. I want to see. Do we get a picture of these close up?
You're supposed to touch them.
Yeah. Oh, you're not?
Mm-mm.
Whoa, these are crazy. And there's bubbles at the top of each
cord.
What are
the bubbles?
Bubbles, these are generally a good sign. Okay, so the many small bubbles means Olympia was successful and you had a spiritual assistance from positive energies. Those are pretty small bubbles, but they're holding up the yolk. What does that mean? Bigger bubbles represent gossip and individuals keeping an eye on you. Not necessarily doing evil eye, but they're invested in you for what
reason.
I'm
seeing big bubbles, too.
Oh, yeah, there are big
Who's
bubbles.
Who's invested in me?
Oh, shit. You have 1, 2, 3, 4 and a small person invested in you. 4.5 people invested in you.
And a little person?
Possibly.
Okay.
I would give, do you think a little cloudiness to this? What would you say? Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, no.
Spikes. You have spikes.
What is,
right? Those are spikes, right?
Represent, these will not, they represent gossip and blockages that need to be removed.
Dude, you've got voodoo on you.
Well, good thing we're cleansing it.
Hold on, dude. This is actually.
Fuck.
Their mustache. The mustache is unhinged. Holy shit. Spikes. These are, yeah. They can be short, tall, or reach halfway up. That's exactly what yours are doing. These are, okay.
Dude, mine is off the charts. Cages. It looks like a seismograph. Yeah, yours looks normal.
Yours looks nuts, dude. Hold on. Cages, there are all, these are around the yolk on the side. They're big and usually oval shaped. Do you have any cages? I
don't know. What is a cage? Are you oval shaped?
Oh, you have one cage here.
What? How do you
look? What? They're on the side of the yolk. It's like a bubble that's oval shaped.
Yeah.
You have one. These represent entrapment, feeling stuck or trapped by things and people. It's all the same thing.
I'm fucked.
No,
well,
you're not.
I was.
This is
I'm
getting
healing.
Rid of it.
You're I'm healing.
Yeah.
Free I'm not your- fucked. I'm healing. That's what all bitches in LA say.
Oh, God. This is the big red flag.
What?
An eye. Seeing the shape of an eye directly in the center of your yolk is a big red flag.
Let me take a look.
You have an eye? I don't think so. I have a dot. I mean, maybe. It looks like a giant.
Is that also an eye?
Oh, you have a dot too.
But you don't have the spikes.
No, I don't have the spikes. You have hella spikes, dude.
This is actually fucking me up.
This is kind of crazy. Are you getting emotional?
I start crying.
With the mustache?
Well, first I saw our daughter and okay, I said, thank God we brought her into a pure world.
I don't think we have an eye. I don't see an eye. Do you see an eye? Unless seeing the shape of an eye directly in your yolk. Can we Google eye shape in egg limpia in another tab? I just want to make sure that this white dot is not an eye because that's a big red flag and I'm kind of worried. Not making it into an egg. Well, it's crazy that yours have like the spikes in the...
Oh, like it starts to get a little white around it, it looks like?
Mine looks crazy.
No. No, I don't think any of these are the eye, right?
No.
They're not really giving you an exact representation. I guess if the yolk and the white, yeah, I think you're right. Like that one, the Zen growth one.
Where? Like, oh.
I think it's like if the yolk and the, like this one.
That looks like an eye.
Yeah, that looks like an eye. Ours don't look
An
like
abstract
that.
Eye. A dolly eye.
No, ours is not an eye. That's the biggest red flag. So what did that mean? An eye. Seeing the shape of an eye directly in the center of your yolk is a big red flag. This is a huge concern and should be taken seriously. It could represent a literal evil eye, a clear sign that someone has put mal de ojo on you. If this is the case, you'll want to connect with a Bruex. Oh, thank God we don't have an eye in ours.
Does anyone know a Bruex?
We don't
need a Bruja, a real life Bruja.
Look for figures or symbols in the egg yolk. They can also tell you about people who are energetically bullying you. Think of it like using coffee grounds or tea leaves to read. I've never done that. Or like candle wax readings. This is another way to use your third eye and see what's spiritually coming through.
Look for figures.
Or symbols. I see a sperm on yours. Do you see that?
No.
It looks like a little, like, from this angle, it looks like a sperm.
Are you pregnant? The cleanse is telling me. There might be a little
in my corner though.
Yours is fucking nuts, dude.
Dude, that checks out for me, though. Of course mine is nuts.
That's crazy. Yours is, like, literally looks like some weird art.
I know.
Look. Sarah.
What? How do you think I feel? I was holding on to all that negativity, and now it's gone.
Oh, my God.
It's a brand new day. Yay.
Dude. Okay, wait. Can we go back to the
I'm done with article? My mustache, honestly.
Okay, what do you do with an egg after you finish? Now that you've read results, it's time to dispose of your egg properly. This is crucial. You never throw egg materials in a trash can. Toss water down your kitchen sink or flush them down the toilet.
Let's go flush these eggs.
I encourage you to not reuse that cup for consumption. Aw, this is my sugar jar.
What?
This is my fucking sugar jar, dude. They should have told us this in the beginning to not use a valuable cup. They're like, use glass, use something nice. And then I do, and I get fucked. You could toss the water and egg materials down your kitchen sink, flush them. Do not let yourself or others drink out of it. Okay, that's fine. Maybe
anyone want to sip of my Coors Light egg cleanse?
I think we did it. And I think that's our episode.
That's our episode.
We got some eggs to flush.
Yeah, we got to take care of business. Guys, that's our podcast. You can, what day does this come out?
Seis de Mayo.
This Friday. That's right. This Friday, May 10th, This Bitch podcast live for Netflix is a joke. 7 p.m. in the original room. Come out. We still have some tickets left. Hoping we're going to sell out. Get the tickets sooner rather than later. And
we
then,
have a few tickets left. Buy the tickets.
Buy the tickets. Support Scrim.
Support Scrim. So Scrim can eat. Hey, if you're not coming, Scrim. Buy some tickets anyways. Fuck it.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Hell yeah, that's us. This Bitch Live. Sarah, what else you got?
May 16th, This Bitch and Friends, main room of the Comedy Store. It's me, Kim Congdon, Ali Makovsky, Fahim Anwar, Chappelle Lacey, Kevin Christie. Get tickets. Gonna be fun.
Hell yeah. Anything else, Shankies?
That's it.
That's it for
I
you?
Think we're going somewhere in the fall. DC. We're going to go DC Comedy Loft.
Hell yeah. We'll be in DC in the fall. Keep a lookout for
and
those
Skank
dates.
And Skankfest. That's it.
Check out Shank on Patreon. Patreon.com/SarahWineShank.
You could find me here every Monday and every Wednesday on Shanky.
Hell yeah. Happy Seis de Mayo, everybody. This Bitch and Friends at the Comedy Store on April 10th, like Sarah said.
That's I mean, podcast. May 10th. That's the podcast.
The podcast, yeah.
We're doing This Bitch Live.
This Bitch Live, I mean. Not This Bitch and Friends. This Bitch Live, May 10th at the Comedy Store for Netflix is a joke. You can check out the show This Bitch and Friends on the 16th. On the 17th, I'll be in New Jersey at the Dojo of Comedy. So make sure you buy tickets for that if you're in the Jersey area. On the 24th, I will be in Somerville, Massachusetts at the Crystal Ballroom. Make sure you check that out. Massachusetts, that's actually a big room and I need to sell tickets for it. It's doing pretty well right now, but I think it's like over 300. It'll be one of the biggest rooms I've ever tried to sell tickets for. So if you guys are in the Massachusetts area, please share with a friend or give to a friend that lives in the area because I really want to sell tickets and fill that bitch out or it'll sound weird. And then June 20th, we're doing another This Bitch and Friends
Yes, we
show,
are.
So make sure to take a look out for that. A lot of fun stuff happening. Support our pod. Share it with a friend. Buy some merch. Check out my pod, Kim Congdon Takeover. Check out my special, Childless MILF. Watch the Magic Prank Show on Netflix right now. Yeah, Make sure you go get that a double like so we can get a season two. And then we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.